For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening today to the podcast of Ripley Baptist Temple. I pray that the message today will be a help and a blessing to you and to your family. Now join us as we listen to the Word of God from the pulpit of Ripley Baptist Temple. Take your Bibles this morning and turn to Psalm 43. Psalm 43 in the center area of your Bible, in the middle of your Bible. And I've enjoyed the services today, enjoyed Sunday school. We finished up the book of Esther. And I'm not sure if Esther's done with me. There's so much in Esther I'd like to preach. I might preach a message from Esther tonight. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But Psalm 43. I hope that you'll make plans to be in all of the services this year, and plan to be, especially next Sunday, as we introduce our theme for the year and try to cast a vision for the year. And I'm excited about the theme. I think you'll relate to it. It's something we can all be involved in and should be, and we'll have some things to remind you about that. We'll have a nice magnet that you can put somewhere in your house to remind you, or your office cubicle cell, your office cell. And you can be reminded of the theme and your service to God, or you can put it somewhere to remind you. And we'll, of course, our bulletins next week will remind us of that. And it'd be great. And Secret Sisters, God bless you for all that you do. And we're beginning, we have the Secret Sisters, we're beginning a new ministry called the Bashful Brothers. And we're going to meet Monday evening and go squirrel hunting. And then Tuesday we're going to meet and go rabbit hunting. And then next Saturday we're going to meet and go trout fishing. And just a Bashful Brothers fellowship. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding about that. But anyway, why should the sisters have all the fun? Amen. And but looking forward to that. I notice our vision night dinner, and it really follows the Baptist tradition. As we look at that, notice homemade soups and crackers will be provided. You know, that'll be provided. But please help bring the following items. Don't forget chips and drinks, A, B, and C. So we don't need, you know, we're pretty good shape right there. Chips and drinks. Not going to lay too heavy on that after Christmas. D through K, only 8 letters of the alphabet there. But I want you to notice that's on the sandwiches. Amen. But I want you to notice L through Z, 15 letters of the alphabet. This will help us a lot toward our New Year's resolutions. LMNOPQRSTWXYZ, 15 letters. Amen. Given to the desserts. Yes. Yes, we're going to take care of the desserts. Amen. L through Z. Desserts. How many of you? L through Z. You're L through Z. Look at that. Praise God. Don't forget the desserts. Amen. And D through K. Amen. Sandwiches. So we're good to go. Amen. Amen. I just want to point that out. Oh, Cindy, I love you. Amen. Amen. What do we have for dinner? Cold shoulder? That's what I thought. Amen. Amen. That cold shoulder's good. Right next to crow, eating crow sometimes. I've eaten a lot of that over the years. Psalm 43. Well, let's get in the Bible here. Amen. Amen. Leave it there. Amen. Psalm 43, a psalm of lament. Amen. A psalm of lament. five verses in Psalm 43. It's not one that we look at a lot, I don't think. It's not one, it doesn't share the limelight like Psalm 1 or Psalm 23 or 22, 24, Psalm 100, Psalm 37, Psalm 150. But it is a prayer for deliverance. It's a psalm of lament. It's a psalm that comes from a broken heart of the writer. And look in Psalm 43, verse 1. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light. Send out thy light. Send out thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. That's a good prayer, isn't it? And notice light and truth. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world and I'm the way, the truth. Let him lead us. Bring me unto thy holy hill. And then he said in verse 4, then will I go unto the altar of God. Then will I go. That's the ultimate destination of the believer. That's where God wants to get us. Unto God, my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. Here we are on January 2nd of the new year. And I think what David or whoever wrote this psalm wrote many years ago is still true today. He says, hope in God. I think with a new year, we have hope, don't we? For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I want to bring a message this morning, hope in God. Hope in God. Where's your hope? Our Father, I pray that you'd bless the singing we've heard today, and thank you for what our hearts have felt. And I pray as we look into thy word that we know thy word's truth. I pray, God, that you help us to have hope in you. Lord, this world's failing and faltering, and the foundation this world gives us is a flimsy foundation. I pray that we'd build our lives upon the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I think with a new year, all of us come to a new year. We all come to the new year with hope, don't we? And I just something about a new year. We don't know what a new year holds, but we know this. We have 363 more days. 363 more days left in the year if the Lord tarries. If God allows us to live, we have most of the year left. We have most of the year left. We don't know what's going to happen in the new year, but we know this. We know that God is our high tower. And we know that God sits upon the throne of God, and he can see the end from the beginning. He is the end from the beginning. But believers have a different, perspective on things like this. I mean, everybody sets goals, and everybody makes New Year's resolutions, and sometimes we make much of that. Sometimes we keep it to ourselves, and I don't know what resolutions you've made. I like that song, I'm resolved no longer to linger, charmed by this world's delight. That would be a good resolution. But I don't know what you've resolved to do, and I don't know what you hope to see in the new year. But one thing about it, as we face a new year and the unseen, we face the uncertain, we face all of these things, we can have hope in God. And we should have hope in God. God's people ought to be a hopeful people. We ought to be a hopeful people. I think of 1 Corinthians 13:13. We call it the love chapter. But when we come down to the end of that chapter, it says, now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three. But the grace of these is love or charity. And I may have put faith there, but whatever, God wrote it and he put love. And love should be the foundation of all of our gifts and all that we do for God. But here's the thing. Of those three, now abideth these three, and one of those was hope. Hope. Someone said hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen.
a feeling of expectation. The blessed hope, speaking of the coming of the Savior, our blessed hope is not something that we are hanging on to the end of a knot on a rope, you know, like that picture of a cat hanging on to the end of a rope saying, boy, I sure hope everything works out. Our hope is a certain hope. Our hope is a blessed hope. Our hope is a big hope. Our hope is an expected certainty. Someone else defined hope to believe that what is desired can be had. That's what hope gives you. It means to believe that what is desired can be had. All in the will of God, of course. It's a feeling of trust. We know in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, the Bible says, without God, there is no hope. There is no hope. Having no hope in this world, those who have no hope in God. In Acts chapter 28, verse 20, as the Euroclodon bore down on Paul and 270-some shipmates there, as they faced that great storm out in sea, all hope that can seem to be lost at times. In fact, the Bible says all hope that we should be saved or would be saved was lost. And many today have lost hope. They've lost hope. Even believers, many believers today, some believers have lost hope. Man, don't let the circumstances of this life cause you to lose hope. Let the circumstances of this life build your faith and point you to the Son of God who can build your hope, who is our hope. The Bible says a lot about hope. And here in Psalm 42 and 43, the writer mentions hope quite a bit. If you'll study these Psalms of Lament, they're very similar. They're not the same in verses, but they're very similar. I like what Psalm 42 and verse 1 says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Has a picture of a deer running from its enemy, maybe a predator chasing that deer, and that deer just panting after the water brooks. He's been running and he's been chased and dogged by his enemies, and he's looking for a drink. And the psalmist said, as the deer pants after the water, so pants my soul after thee, O God. I believe that those who have hope in God look at it that way, live that way. He said, my soul thirsteth for God, verse 2, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say to me, where's thy God? I think of Psalm 137, when those had been taken into captivity by the Babylonians, they said, those that we brought back from back to Babylon, he said, they hung their harps on the willows of Babylon. And he said, our captors said, sing us the Lord's song in a strange land. And he said this, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? By having hope in God. He mentions two times in the book of, or in the Psalm 42, he says in verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, he said, for I shall yet praise him. He says down in verse 11, Psalm 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is thy health, who is the health of my countenance, my God. The word cast down there has an idea of a shepherd and taking his sheep leading the sheep across the valleys and the ridges and the fields of the day. And sometimes the sheep would wander off and lay down on a hillside and get cast down. I'm not a sheep man. I'm not a cattle man. I like cattle. I love cattle. I especially like them laid out, sliced out, medium. Not rare, but just medium. Not well, but just medium. A little red, pink. I like them laid out there on that plate. Say amen, fellas, on the front row. Amen. Good. Finally got an amen, a bunch of fleshly people. But anyway, but they tell me that sheep sometimes will wander off and they'll lay down and they'll get cast down. Has the idea, I think we have a veterinarian here today somewhere. I think, yeah, we do. And you could probably explain this Asia better than I can, but they say that gases will build up in the rumen area of a sheep. And those gases will expand and cut off the blood to the extremities of a sheep. and a sheep can get cast on a hillside, and even the healthiest sheep can be cast down. They lose their center of gravity. It shifts so that they turn over on their back. And if the shepherd doesn't find them, they can die just laying there on the ground. Sometimes, and of course, the Bible's very descriptive when it says that. And it's true of us. Even a healthy sheep can get cast down. They tell me that January is one of the most discouraging times of all the year for many people. I love January. I love the brown, don't you? Man, the mud, the snow, the high water, you know. I love it. I love the cold. Hey, man, isn't it a wonderful time of the year? And I just like to live January like many lived in December. And just all those people that are whining and crying about January. Hey, whatever happened to December? What happened to all that Christmas cheer you had last month, you know? But we ought to be excited. Why? Because we have hope in God. Even a healthy sheep can get cast down. And the shepherd comes along and takes his shepherd's staff and helps right them and gets them walking again and encourages them. And the shepherd would leave the 99 and go after that one lost sheep. And if you've ever been cast down, you're in good company. Many in the Bible had become cast down. Thank God for the shepherd. But he says here, what is the answer in Psalm 42, verse 5? Hope thou in God. What is the answer, he said in verse 11, Psalm 42, hope thou in God. What is the answer to being cast down? He said in Psalm 43, verse 5, hope in God. Hope in God. Hope in God. That's our answer, hope in God. What better place to place your hope? Hope is described, first of all, notice, by the way, he said in Psalm 42 and verse 8, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. We sense his presence in the daytime. We sense his praise. We give him his praise in the night. He said, in the night, his song shall be with me. And notice his prayer. He said, my prayer unto the God of my life. And notice daytime and at nighttime and during difficult times, we can have hope in God. Hope in God. What's hope in God give us? Well, first of all, hope in God, it describes salvation. It's a salvation that's described. You say, well, we're not saved by hope, but yet the Bible says we are. I think hope certainly is right there, a first cousin or a twin or connected irrevocably to faith. Over in the book of Romans chapter 8, the Bible speaks about how we're saved by hope. We don't often read that verse, but he says in Romans chapter 8, verse 24, he says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Sounds a lot like faith, doesn't it? For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? And Romans chapter 8, verse 25, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Why should we not have hope? We're saved by hope. We're saved by hope. We have a salvation that's described. Our hope is forever connected to our great God. Salvation is described. You say, and I'm not talking about if I ask you today, are you saved? And you say, well, I hope so. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. That's what he means when he says we're saved by hope. But not only do we see a salvation described here on January 2nd, 2022, but we see a service that's demanded of us. In Psalm 71, verse 14, the psalmist said, I will hope continually. Psalm 119, verse 116, he says, Lord, let me not be ashamed of my hope. Isn't that an amazing verse? Psalm 119, verse 116, he says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word, the psalmist said. The longest psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119, verse 116, uphold me according unto thy word that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Young people, don't be ashamed of your hope. You that are in your golden years, don't be ashamed of your hope. Our hope is in God. We're not faltering or flailing or floundering, or truth may be falling in the streets, but truth is not failing in the streets. A service is demanded. He said, I will hope continually. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. The Bible speaks of the shield of faith by which we quench the fiery darts of the wicked, Ephesians chapter 6. Therefore, we who know God are a hopeful people. Our hope will move us to action. You say, we have a new year here. Boy, I sure hope things are better. I hope I have more money in the bank at the end of the year. I hope my car runs well. But you know, our hope will move us to action. Hope inspires in us change. Hope issues to us a challenge. Hope ensures we'll keep self in check. It inspires us to change. Well, I sure hope I lose weight. Well, I eat all those homemade desserts on Vision Night. Oh, boy, I sure hope my legs will quit hurting, but I'm going to sit in an easy chair 12 hours a day, you know. I sure hope that my portfolio looks better at the end of the year. But you know what? If your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep will be your downfall every time. I sure hope I'm going to be a better Christian this year, but if you never open your Bible, you'll not be a better Christian. I sure hope I'll be a better soul winner, but if you don't load up with tracts and pray for opportunities and give out the gospel to people, you won't be a better soul winner. I sure hope my marriage will be better, but if you don't apply the principles of the Word of God and give attention to your marriage, your marriage is not going to improve just by hoping it will. Hope inspires in us a change. Hope issues to us a challenge. Hope ensures we'll keep self in check. Hope helps us to stay focused on the things that we're assured of, the book and the blood and the blessed hope and the new birth. There's a service demanded. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Thank God for the hope that we have. We ought to be people of hope. We have a risen Savior. Amen, preacher. We have a risen Savior. We have a book that's inspired of God, that God oversaw every word given us in this book and preserved it in this old King James Bible. There's a service demanded. Have hope in God. I'll hope continually. Number three, there's a satisfaction. Sometimes it's delayed with hope. You know, hope, that's what makes hope good. We're looking forward to something. There's an expectation. That's why the blessed hope is so good. It could happen today. Jesus could come today. He could come today and take us out of this mess. There's a satisfaction that's delayed with hope. In fact, the Bible mentions this in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it's a tree of life. Hope deferred. Make the heart sick. There's delays in life. There's delays. You young couples that are just getting married, just setting up your home, you know. You don't have the house that your parents had. Most of the time, there might be extenuating circumstances, but you won't have the house your parents have. You won't have the car. You won't have the bank account your parents have. Hope deferred. The best thing, you know, the devil gives his best right up front. God gives his very best at the last, but it's good all the way through. It's just gooder and gooder all the time. Amen. And so we see satisfaction sometimes is delayed through hope. Our salvation is described through hope. There's a service demanded with our hope. But don't miss this. There's a steadfast promise through hope. A steadfast promise. God confirmed it by an oath. In fact, the Bible says over in Hebrews chapter 6, he says, have hope in God, have hope in God, have hope in God. But it says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. In other words, the unchanging promises of God. He said in verse 18 that by two immutable things, immutable means unchanging, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. God says, lay hold upon the hope. That'd be a good theme for the year, wouldn't it? Lay hold upon the hope. Get a hold of it. Hang on to it. In fact, it's more than it, it's him. Hang on to him. He's holding on to you. Lay hold, lay hold, lay hold, lay hold upon the hope. Then he says in verse 19, Hebrews 6, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. I remember growing up on Elk River, we had, my brother and I would make our anchors. You know, and usually it consisted of a Clorox jug that we had caught on a high water day when Elk River was floating a lot of stuff down the river, and we grabbed an old Clorox jug and an old bleach jug and cut the top out of it and poured concrete in it and tied a rope to it, and that was our anchor till it got hung up somewhere and we had to cut it off. My brother and I didn't, you know, growing up we. You know, I go to Brother Benji. I've been out to the muskie shop. I see these muskie lures worth $50-some, $75. And I remember my brother and I swimming, cutting whole branches off trees hanging over the river for a $3 lazy Ike. You know, we didn't leave anything in the river. Amen. We could get to it. I mean, we'd swim down. We'd get it unhooked. Amen. I remember one time, My brother had hung up something. It was surely him, not me, but he'd hung it up in a tree. And I said, how are we going to get that lure out of there? That thing's worth, I don't know what it was. But to a couple of little boys, it was worth a lot of money. He said, well, let's just go up Grandpa's and we'll get a saw and we'll just cut that off. So we cut a limb off. I mean, it was awful. It landed down the river. We're wallering all over that thing. We finally got that lazy Ike or whatever it was out of there. But we didn't remember that those three leaves, let it be, shiny leaves that are all over that tree and combined with water, and it was not a good thing for about a month after that. But we were happy we'd gotten the lure out. But we'd make our own anchors. Sometimes we'd get an old piece of metal out of an old truck somewhere. We'd pull it out of a dump. And I mean, we'd make our anchors. A lot of times the anchors were better if they hung on to something. The Bible says we have an anchor of the soul. Sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. You could do your study on that, but I'm just simply saying we have a steadfast promise. Two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. He says we're to flee to God for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope that's set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. We have an anchor, the song says. We have an anchor, the Bible says. We have a hope, the Scripture says, a steadfast promise. And God confirmed it by an oath. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a promise, He doesn't break the promise. Now, you and I may, but He doesn't. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. There is a satisfaction sometimes delayed, but it makes it even better. There is a steadfast promise that builds. We can build our lives upon. There is a service that's demanded. He said, I'll hope continually, but we put feet upon the faith. And then there is a salvation described. We're saved by hope. But there's a second coming declared. There's a second coming that will be delivered, and it's called the blessed hope. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. We have a second coming that God has declared. He's not delivered it yet, but he will. This could be the year that Jesus comes. This could be the year that you take that hope where you're hoping continually and you learn that your hope is not in this world. Your hope is not in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Your hope is not in people. Your hope is not in your plan, but your hope is in God's plan. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. Hope can seem to be lost, but have hope in God. Our hope is steadfast, unmovable, and we're to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. The second coming will be delivered. We've just finished Christmas, and it's funny. We have some postal people here, and they've made it through Christmas and not going postal, but and they have hope in God. It's not like it used to be. You know, you get a Sears Roebuck catalog before it went, made it out to, you know, where it went. But you get that Sears Roebuck catalog, and you'd flip through it, and you'd fold over pages, corners of pages, say, this is what I'd like to have. And, man, you'd hope you could get that and all of that. Now, man, just get on there, check out what you want, see if there's an availability. Put it in the cart, punch it, and go back to bed. Amen. You don't even have to worry about paying for it for, 30 days or so. You know, people are watching for the Amazon to come. I ordered that. It's supposed to be here, and it's supposed to be delivered. And people are just chewing their ends of their fingers off. And is Amazon going to deliver? I want you to know, Amazon may not always deliver, but Jesus does. He's going to deliver. And it will be right on time. When the fullness of time, Jesus came. In the fullness of time, Jesus went to the cross. In the fullness of time, he died for our sins. In the fullness of time, he was buried. In the fullness of time, he rose from the dead. And in the fullness of time, he will come again. And the Bible says that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Hope in God is today. Hope in God today. Hope in God. Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ here in the beginning of the year. And there are times, yes, we're like the psalmist. I find myself saying, why go out mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Who are they? Who are they? My hope's in God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted in me? Hope in God. Why art thou disquieted within me? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Let's be like the deer chasing and running toward the water brook. Hope in God. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him. I'll yet praise him. Sometimes the satisfaction is delayed. But we always have a steadfast promise. And we can always look beyond the problems of this life and know that there's a second coming that will be delivered. It could be today. It could be this year that we'll see the Savior come. Therefore, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hope in God. Hope in God. When you find yourself saying, man, here I am again. Why am I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. Maybe it's time to turn off the news for a while and get into the good news. Amen. Maybe it's time to get off of Facebook and look into the faith book. Amen. Have faith in God. Have hope in God. Have hope in God. Get to know God this year. Because he surely loves you and knows you And he has a plan for your life.